Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
The verses for Sunday, the 17th of May, are from 1 Kings 8:58 and Colossians 2:6-7. May the Lord our God incline our hearts to him to walk in all his ways. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
These verses give us a tremendous opportunity to do some comparisons. It starts out in the first reading from Kings, and this is Solomon speaking. May the Lord, we need God to do this for us. And when Paul writes to Colossae, what does he say? It is Christ Jesus whom we have received. So it's Christ who comes to us, and in Solomon's ways, it's the Lord who does something for us.
In the first text, it says to walk in all his ways, and in the New Testament, it says to live your lives in him, built in him, established in the faith, and then to abound in thanksgiving.
Yeah, the thought that came to me when I was looking at that is if you're abounding, that's you're bouncing, right?
Yes.
And I notice with children, and you know, we talk about what it means to be a child of God, children very rarely just walk. They bounce.
Yeah, that's true.
And in fact, I remember you, Sonia, when I first met you, you used to skip all the time. You'd be skipping here and there, and I thought, my goodness, she's just got so much life in her. She doesn't just walk, she skips. And I was thinking, that's an image that God has for us. We don't just walk in all his ways, we skip in all his ways.
That's because you married me when I was a child.
That's great. You've never really outgrown that childlike spirit. You just skip a little slower now.
I like the idea that Jesus gives himself to us, and we don't have to be figuring out how we're going to get Jesus today, but Jesus comes right to us. It's a gift for us,
yeah.
And he skips to us, right?
He's not hiding out there.
No.
We don't have to go find him. He comes to
us. He's coming
and he's
to us.
Skipping.
And his faith then becomes our faith through the energy of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that claims us.
Right.
Says, you are mine. We are his people, like it says in Psalm 100, the sheep of his pasture. And then we have that entering his gates with thanksgiving and praise.
And that, of course, is the theme at the end, abounding in thanksgiving. We've seen this word abounding last week already.
Yes.
On Tuesday and the week before on Thursday. If you happen to have one of these books, there is a bounce that comes through the grace of our Lord. It's what forgiven living is all about. And the idea that Christ grounds us in his grace, so we live from the ground up and we have that freedom to bounce, to skip, and to truly enjoy life as this text encourages us to do.
Yeah, I think it's very important at this time of this pandemic that we as Christians carry that bounce or the rebound attitude that we'll get through this, but we need to keep continuing in the word, continuing in the praise of God, so that we can encourage one another and be built up. That's part of that built up in this text. Otherwise, we get too discouraged about what life is and was and wish we had it the way we used to.
Yeah, the idea in the first reading is that may the Lord incline our hearts to him. In other words, may the Lord show us all that we have, all the fullness of God we have. There's another voice that inclines our heart to what's missing. And that's what we call the serpent's voice. It reminds us of how bad things are for us in this virus epidemic time, losing our graduations, losing our jobs, losing our monies, all the things we've lost. And that's where we incline our hearts to the negative and destructive.
Here are a couple thoughts as to how I have coped or maintained my faith in this abounding in the Word throughout these days. I love my prayer time. I'm drawn to it. I need to spend time in the Word on a daily basis, and I have more time to do that. And I love listening to music of the Word that is speaking the same text over and over again, filling me and giving me that kind of assurance. And here's one of these, my favorite songs from Tazay.
In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near. Lift up your voices, the Lord is near.
Our prayer for today. Jesus, you are my true companion. Thank you for walking with me. Alone, I'm easily led by empty arguments, but you embody all truth and knowledge. Your life, your words, your witnesses, they all instruct me. Lord, when you shine light on the world's need, help me respond with joy and love. Open me to your gift of faith. Amen.
And here's our benediction for all of you Norwegian listeners.
Uansett hva din deilige kvening så vet at du grunnet I Jesu Kristi nåde. Ja, det jeg.
Now back to our side of the world. That was for the Norwegian Independence Day. Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.